Getting globally with the Lugnuts catcher, Pierce Rankin. Pierce, thanks for joining me. Let's start with how you came about in joining the Toronto Blue Jays organization.
Well, I was drafted in 2010. It was kind of a surprise, actually. The scout that drafted me didn't even know I got drafted. I saw my name pop up on the computer during draft day, and I called him, and I said, you know, what am I supposed to do next? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you guys just drafted me. And he goes, we did? So that was kind of an interesting turn of events, but I couldn't be happier with the organization that drafted me, so I'm happy to be here.
What were some of the deciding factors for you to actually sign?
Obviously, signing bonus is a huge factor, but also just the chance to play professional baseball. You know, you get a chance to play, you know, it's a dream you've always had as a kid, and when you get that chance, it's hard to pass it up because you never know if you know, if I would have passed it up and gone back for my senior year of school, you know, who knows what would have happened. So I just seized the opportunity to play professional baseball, and, you know, it's been the right decision so far.
What's the biggest difference once you first get into pro ball compared to college ball?
Just the everyday grind. College ball's, you know, 3 days, maybe 4 days a week, and pro ball's every day, you know, early in the morning, late at night, and that's the biggest thing is, you know, you got to bring it every day, and there's no days off. Even the days off, you're still thinking about, you know, the next day's game, so that was the biggest change for me.
As a catcher, how do you keep yourself in shape, your body in shape every day?
Spend a lot of time in the cold tub, a lot of stretching, take advantage of the strength coach Jason and the trainer James, and, you know, they got a lot of good knowledge, and just try to listen to my body, and like I said, just, you know, take it easy on the legs when I can, because they take a toll during the game, so a lot of stretching and just, you know, being smart.
Well, what about the mental aspect of catching? What goes into a game plan for each game that you play?
Everything, really. I didn't realize how mental catching was, because this is my second full year catching, and it's every pitch. You know, you got to be locked in, but you know, you got to see the swings of the opposing hitters. You got to remember what you threw to them last AB. You got to remember previous games that you know, what they hit well, what they didn't hit well. So it's definitely more mental than it would appear, and you definitely have to be locked in defensively, even more so defensively than offensively when you're a catcher.
What kind of things do you do to prepare for a game to catch? Do you go over a scouting report? Do you have a conversation with Vince Horsman and the starting pitcher?
Yeah, we have a pregame scouting report, but most of the time the pregame stuff is just about, you know, what the pitcher's planning, you know, what we're going to do, you know, focusing on their strengths. And, you know, we haven't really come across, you know, any guys that were like, wow, you know, we don't want to pitch around, you know, we don't want to pitch to them, you know. So it's really just pitching the pitcher's strengths and then, you know, making game time adjustments on, you know, guys that, you know, may take good swings off certain pitchers. So the pregame stuff is really just focusing on the pitcher and what he does well and, you know, and just expanding on his strengths.
So let's backtrack for a second. You said this is your second full year catching. What other positions did you play in college?
I played every position except for center and first base. So freshman year I played shortstop and left field. Sophomore year I played catcher, second, third. And then junior year I played shortstop and right field.
Why did you make the transition to catcher? What did the Toronto Blue Jays see out of you to put you behind the plate?
Well, I'd always kind of known that I was going to be a catcher in professional baseball. That's kind of just where I'd heard that, you know, that's where I profiled out best. And most of the position changes in college were just to try to help, you know, wherever the team, you know, had a need. I just tried to go fill there. So when the Blue Jays said, you know, they wanted me to catch, I was, you know, wanted to accept the challenge, and It's been a great choice. So every day, just trying to get better.
Well, you have firsthand experience of really watching and working with these pitchers. Let's talk about some of them. Let's first, who's got the best fastball?
Who's got the best fastball? Velocity wise, Noah. It's just, you know, he's got a big frame and he's really tall and just throws downhill and it's really hard. Sanchez, his fastball has probably got the most life as far as just, it jumps out and, you know, it's got good two-seam run. Walden and Jesse, just their fastballs are really heavy. You know, guys just pound the ball into the ground off them. So it's fun to catch for them because there's always action. And then Nicolino and Rollins, they're lefty and their stuff's always moving. So it's catching the staff's really fun.
Who's got the best curveball?
I'd have to go with Sanchez. He came into pro ball and he had it. You know, it's just something that he was born with. And Noah's is getting better. And from the left side, Nicolino's more of a curveball, and Rollins is more of a slider. So Nicolino's curveball is the best for a lefty.
Best changeup?
Best changeup. Nicolino, yeah. He just has the most command of his changeup. He's really comfortable throwing it. You know, Sanchez and Noah, if they can master it, because they throw so hard, you know, it's going to be a huge weapon. And it's been gotten better every day since they've been here. So I think the guy who's the most comfortable throwing his changeup is Nicolino. So I can call that, you know, 3-0 and feel good about him throwing a strike with it.
Let's talk a little bit more about the University of Washington. Why did you choose to go there?
My dad went there. My grandpa went there. They got a lot of family, you know, history there. I live 20 minutes from there, so I went to football games. My grandpa played football there, so I went to football games there, you know, when I was a kid, and it's just the hometown place, and it's just kind of growing up where I always wanted to go, and when I had the chance to go there, it was a dream come true.
Did your father play sports there also?
My dad played football at University of Idaho, and then he got hurt, and he transferred to Washington, so he graduated from Washington, but he didn't play football there.
Was your mother an athlete?
Yeah, she played soccer at University of Princeton.
Yeah, Ivy Leaguer.
And what position did your grandfather play?
Quarterback. He was a quarterback back in the 60s. Won a couple Rose Bowls for the Huskies, and he comes out and supports me whenever he can. So even though he played football, it's still good. He's just a good sports guy, so he knows a lot about winning.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother. He's 13 months older. He played baseball in Idaho, at University in Idaho. We have a younger sister who plays soccer, is playing community college soccer this fall. And a younger brother who's a sophomore in high school, and he's playing baseball and basketball.
That's a wide array of sports. Yeah. Sometimes you'll see a family with just all the baseball and all the football.
No, we got it all covered.
So who's the best at basketball then?
My little brother. Me and my older brother never really played it. And my little brother's got the size. He's bigger than I am, and he's 6 years younger than me, so he's got the height.
Is it safe to say that the family reunions are filled with outside sporting activities?
You know, we like to play cards.
Really?
So, yeah, we kind of leave the on-the-field activities for, you know, our separate sports, and we get our competition on the card table, so that's where it's done.
What kind of card games do you guys play?
We play Pinochle, Euchre, stuff like that, so...
Is there one person within the family that typically wins, or is it usually a hotly contested battle?
Well, when we were younger, it was always Dad, but, you know, the young kids are catching up to him, so now we can hold our own.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, Pierce.
Yeah, no problem.
That was Pierce Rankin. When we come back, we'll have more Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.